In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Well, good morning, everybody. Lovely to be here. Thank you for being here, whether you're here in church or whether you are at home. Can I just remind you that there is messy church this afternoon, 4 o'clock. If you're not going to be here, then perhaps remember them. Say a quick prayer, 4 o'clock this afternoon. Now it's my great pleasure and privilege to publish The Vows of Marriage between Lee Percival of the parish of St. Paul Morley and Jennifer Mary Hamilton, also of the parish of St. Paul Morley. This is for the second time of asking. If any of you know any reason in law why they may not marry each other, then you are to declare it.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to be our advocate in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace with all. God, our Father,
long-suffering, full of grace and truth, you create us from nothing and give us life. You give your faithful people
May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring you his pardon and peace, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring order to the unruly wills and passions of sinful humanity. Give your people grace so to love what you command and to desire what you promise, that among the many changes of this world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. If Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise, if it is true that the dead are not raised. For if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile, and you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If for this life only we have hoped in Christ, we are all of people most to be pitied. But if Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. He came down with them and stood on a level place, with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice on that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
In the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. If Christ has not been raised. It's hard to believe in something you've never seen, except we do it all the time. I've never seen £1 million, but that doesn't mean I don't believe it exists. It's hard to believe in the resurrection of the dead when those whom we love die. Yet faith is believing and trusting in things we cannot see, but it can be difficult sometimes. So there will always be those who say that this talk of resurrection is a load of nonsense and fantasy, a dead man raised, madness. But even within the community of faith to which St. Paul is writing today, there are those who are struggling with the idea of resurrection. Paul is saddened, angry even, as he asks them, "How can some of you say there is no resurrection?" And he goes on to remind them that if Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile and you are still in your sins. Paul, of course, knew that the resurrection is not some peripheral extra to our faith, but right at the very center of it. Yet it was and is difficult because it's hard to believe in something you've never seen. Sometimes hearing Paul, or indeed other Christians who beam with confidence, we can all feel a bit inadequate sometimes, our faith fragile. And let's be honest, Paul's word to us this morning doesn't leave a lot of space for journeying into the faith. Yet we have to recognize, wherever we are on that journey, that Paul is right. For if Christ has not been raised, well then what are we doing here this morning? Well, maybe you're here because you like a good sing-along or the coffee after the service to chat about the latest bargain at the supermarket. Maybe you're here because you enjoy the friendship and family you find here. Maybe you're here because it's a welcome respite in the midst of busy lives. Maybe you even like hearing the stories of the itinerant preacher from Nazareth and admire his teaching. This morning's gospel is a good, if a little strange, example. And all of these, of course, have their place. Yet if Christ has not been raised, well, we've a load of empty rituals and hollow words. Yet though Paul is unequivocal in this reading, he must also have known that we human beings are complicated, known that it's hard to believe in something you've never seen. Known that even though his journey to faith was a dramatic conversion on the road to Damascus, that's not everyone's experience. So I hope he left enough space for the journey, or at least spoke in such a way where even those who disagreed with him were still able to listen. I know that when I was younger, if the preacher had said to me, "You must believe in the resurrection," finger pointing, in a particular yes or no kind of way, I'd have just walked away. It was only when the preacher spoke of it in such a way that it left space for my doubts and uncertainties that the door was opened. And though his memory is fading from the national consciousness, the then wonderfully enigmatic Bishop of Durham, David Jenkins, opened doors whenever he preached. Undoubtedly, he had a mischievous streak and quite liked the publicity and attention, but I'm also sure that his purpose was to provoke people and get them thinking, something Jesus did time and again to those around him. Jenkins famously once described the resurrection as being so much more than a conjuring trick with bones. He was right. The resurrection was and is so much more than a conjuring trick with bones. Jesus lives. And there are glimpses of his resurrection life all around us if we can attune our senses to it, those moments of surprise and delight and new life that come to us daily. And that brings me back to that question of what we are doing here. Well, all I said earlier is likely true, and it is helpful to know the best offers at the shops. Yet I also hope we come here because even with all our doubts and fears, we come because we have to, because we're drawn to Jesus and come in some way to attune our lives, broken and fragile as they are, to his. Believing in some sense that here and now, right here this morning, in this space, the risen Jesus walks among us, dances in the hymns we sing, yes, even those we don't like, invites us to speak and name our sorrow so his forgiveness may bring new life to us, listens with us, prays with us as he spreads a table before us. The words we use and the way we worship are formative. They help carve out a space in our lives to meet Jesus and be formed as his people. Of course, that formation can be painful sometimes, but then a faith with a death on the cross at its center is not for the faint-hearted, but from death comes new life. Yet though we meet this risen Jesus here, something of him will always elude us. So at the end of our liturgy, we are sent out to love and serve and find the risen Lord at work, often in surprising places and people. It's why poets and artists are often such good companions to the life of faith, for they explore the borderlands of our experience. One of whom, the poet T.S. Eliot, a committed Christian himself, in the closing lines of his poem Little Gidding from the Four Quartets, wrote of how we shall not cease from exploration, and the end of all our exploring will be to arrive where we started and know it for the first time. We shall not cease from exploration. These are words of faith that remind us that we spend our lives discovering time and again the surprising God who calls us here. And so, friends, as fellow pilgrims on the journey, may we build the kind of community where the sometimes fragile seed of faith can be planted and grow, where we support and encourage each other, where we take seriously the tragedies and questions of life, where we share one another's burdens, believing and trusting as best we can in the God of resurrection. Mindful that this hope for who we can be together is inspired by St. Paul. And over the last few weeks, as we've heard sections from his letter to the Christians in Corinth, he has helped us to see how the body of Christ is made up of people of different gifts and experience, united, all united, around that love we all seek, a love made man in Jesus. It's hard to believe in something you have never seen. I've never seen a dead man walk. But that doesn't mean I don't believe in resurrection. How about you?
Let us declare our faith in God. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
Let us pray for the church and the world, and let us thank God for his goodness. We pray for your church, both here in Whitkirk and around the world. Today, thinking especially of the Anglican Communion of Japan, its primate, the Most Reverend Luke Kenichi Muto, its clergy, and all who worship. We also pray and give thanks for the Reverend Maria Sasamori, who has recently been elected as the first female bishop within the Japanese Anglican Communion. We ask you guide Maria and all female clergy as they navigate the challenges their ministry may present. Here at St Mary's, we pray for our messy church meeting later today. We give thanks for those who take the time to prepare and lead the event, and pray that all those who attend will learn a little, laugh a lot, and leave feeling closer to you. We pray messy church can play its part in helping St Mary's be a place where everyone finds a welcome and is nurtured in their journey with Christ. Lord God, may your church be a shining light in the world, a beacon of hope for everyone, a place of happiness, peace and love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our world, for those less fortunate than ourselves, those living in extreme poverty, those with no access to food or clean water, those who are persecuted, those living in fear. We give thanks for those who reach out to offer help and assistance, and in particular for those who put their own safety in jeopardy in the pursuit of aiding others. We continue to hold the people of Ukraine in our prayers, mindful the uncertainties caused by the current political tensions will be a source of great worry to them. We pray any action taken by our own government or its allies does not adversely affect innocent people in Ukraine or Russia. Grant us, Lord God, a vision of our world as your love would make it, a world where the weak are protected and none go hungry or poor, a world where the benefits of abundant life are shared and everyone can enjoy them. A world where different races and cultures live in tolerance and mutual respect. A world where peace is built with justice and justice is guided by love. And give us the inspiration and courage to build such a world. Lord, in your mercy, We pray for our nation, for the Queen and her family, and for our political leaders. Lord, the God of righteousness and truth, grant to our Queen and her government, to members of Parliament and all in positions of responsibility, the guidance of your Spirit. May they never lead the nation wrongly through love of power, desire to please, or unworthy ideals, but always love righteousness and truth. So may your kingdom come and your name be hallowed. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for our community, thinking especially about the residents of Sycamore Avenue, their family and friends. We pray they follow your command to love each other as themselves. We pray for the Leeds Beekeepers Association based at Temple Newsham and for their work in promoting the craft of beekeeping and raising awareness of the importance of bees and beekeeping to the environment. We give thanks for the association's work with schools and other local groups. We pray for all those who keep us safe, for police, ambulance, and fire service. Today we pray especially for the work of the Yorkshire Air Ambulance, for those who work tirelessly to keep the service going, for all support staff, for all pilots, and for all medical staff. We pray those whose work takes them to dangerous places and exposes them to the most distressing scenes are themselves kept safe and provided the right support when it is needed. Be with them, Lord, as they go about their work. Loving Lord, we thank you for our community and surroundings and ask you guide us to live in a way that can enhance what we have for future generations. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for our family and friends and give thanks for friendships old and new that have sustained us over the years. We pray for those relationships that have drifted or soured for whatever reason and ask for the strength, compassion and patience required to rebuild what has been broken. Loving Lord, give to each of us sensitivity in all our dealings with each other. Keep us from unkind words and unkind silences. Make us quick to understand the needs and feelings of others, and grant that by living in the brightness of your presence, we may bring sunshine into cloudy places. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We pray for those who are sick in body, mind, or spirit, and give thanks for those who look after them. We pray for those who have asked for our prayers. Pat Hyde, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Sharon Clark, David Grice, Beryl Laverick, and Alec Plowman. And also for those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, Jennifer Mode, and Mavis Cross. Healing Lord, we commend into your keeping all those who suffer or who are in any pain. Be with them in the dark hours to comfort them, to support them, and to bring peace to them. Give to all who care for the sick wisdom, skill, sympathy, and patience. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who have recently died, and in particular anyone known to us. And on the anniversary of their death, Evelyn Austin and Elise Bethany Wood. Remember in your mercy all those who have gone before us, and preserve in your faith your servants on earth. Guide us to your kingdom, and grant us your peace at all times. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Thank you.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this bread to set before you, which earth has given and human hands have made. It will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation. Through your goodness we have this wine to set before you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become for us the cup of salvation. Blessed be God forever. The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Lord God, our light and our salvation. To you be glory and praise forever. From the beginning you have created all things, and all your works echo the silent music of your praise. In the fullness of time you made us in your image, the crown of all creation. You give us breath and speech, that with angels and archangels and all the powers of heaven, we may find a voice to sing your praise. How wonderful the work of your hands, O Lord. As a mother tenderly gathers her children, you embrace a people as your own. When they turned away and rebelled, your love remained steadfast. From them you raised up Jesus, our Saviour, born of Mary, to be the living bread, in whom all our hungers are satisfied. He offered his life for sinners, and with a love stronger than death, he opened wide his arms on the cross. On the night before he died, he came to supper with his friends, and taking bread, he gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." At the end of supper, taking the cup of wine, he gave you thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Great is the mystery of faith.
Father, we plead with confidence his sacrifice made once for all upon the cross. We remember his dying and rising in glory, and we rejoice that he intercedes for us at your right hand. Pour your Spirit as we bring before you these gifts of your creation. May they be for us the body and blood of your dear Son. As we eat and drink these holy things in your presence, form us in the likeness of Christ and build us into a living temple to your glory. Remember, Lord, your church in every land. Reveal her unity, guard her faith, and preserve her in peace, that in communion with Stephen, our Archbishop, and Nick, our Bishop, we may be faithful to our calling as your people. Bring us at the last with Blessed Mary and all the saints to the vision of that eternal splendor for which you have created us, through Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with him and in whom, with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, Father Almighty, in songs of everlasting praise. Let us pray with confidence, as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. Let us pray. Merciful Father, who gave Jesus Christ to be for us the bread of life, that those who come to him should never hunger, draw us to the Lord in faith and love, that we may eat and drink with him at his table in the kingdom, where he is alive and reigns now and forever.
Amen.
You have opened to us the scriptures, O Christ, and you have made yourself known in the breaking of the bread. Abide with us, we pray, that blessed by your royal presence, we may walk with you all the days of our life, and at its end behold you in the glory of the eternal Trinity, one God, now and forever. Amen. Of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and all whom you love, and remain with you always. Amen.
go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ, Amen.